This is J.P. Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. The Jaguars are getting healthier headed into preseason week two. More after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555. Or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back. And that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. For over a decade, our firm has been exclusively representing men in the area of family law. That is all we do. That is our only focus. We have 6 offices, including Fort Walton Beach, throughout the state of Florida, protecting men's rights for things such as divorce, custody, child support, alimony, and any modification. If you need our assistance, please visit our website at menonlyfamilylawonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only.
The Jaguars have been banged up this camp. Well, most teams are this time of year, a few weeks into training camp, but the Jags have had some key pieces on the sidelines. We start on offense. Free agent running back Toby Gerhardt has been sidelined with hip flexor tightness, but after practicing Tuesday, he'll give it a go in Chicago Thursday night. Wide receiver Cecil Shorts III has been running off to the side after his hamstring injury, and he worked in pads Tuesday off to the side. He won't go this Thursday, but he'll be back to full speed next week in preparation for the Detroit Lions. Rookie receiver Allen Robinson, he's still feeling the effects of his hamstring injury. There's no true timetable for him. On defense, Dakota Watson, the Otto linebacker, has missed all of camp recovering from sports hernia surgery. The Jaguars will travel to Chicago this afternoon for Thursday night's game against the Chicago Bears. For more coverage, visit Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm J.P. Shadrick.